Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mike, I stop them cold. Part of the defense, big and bold. I've been jamming for quite a while, doing what's right and setting the style.
Mike Singletary started 172 games for the Bears, 12 years with our team, second most in club history, 10 Pro Bowls. Singletary was All-Pro 8 times. We're talking about an NFL Hall of Famer and former Bears linebacker, Mike Singletary. Do you get tired of hearing that when people introduce you, Mike?
No. I mean, you know, it happened. I'm thankful and I'm blessed. And so it's very cool to be reminded that those things happen.
Well, and they still mean so much to all of your fans here in Chicago. Thanks for joining us. I know you're born and raised in Houston. Any chance you're back home for the NCAA tourney?
You know what? I'm not going to be able to make it, man. I was trying to figure it out, but it's not going to happen. I'm in Dallas, and that's about as close as I'm going to get.
Yeah. So, you know, I was intrigued by you being a spokesperson for this brain health supplement. So I was trying to look things up because, let's face it, you're the guy that delivered the hits. But I Googled how many NFL players end up with brain damage, and they said autopsy studies show that over 90% of former NFL players showed signs of brain disease. CTE is what everybody's always identifying it as and talking about. Is that something that prompted you to jump on board and you know, discover what brain health supplements are all about?
Well, you know, first of all, there's a lot of information out there about brain health and concussions and CTE and trauma and all of those things, and not all of it is correct. But I think the most important thing is when I retired and you begin to see some of your former teammates that, you know, maybe played a little bit before you did in your time. And, you know, guys are struggling a little bit to remember this. They're repeating themselves. I begin to really think about, man, what can I do to really make a difference? And if there's something out there that can help, you know, some of the former teammates that I played with, some of the guys that I know around the league, and not just in the sports world, but also, you know, people, whether it be veterans, whether it be people that, you know, as you age, you start to maybe slip a little bit. I think it's so important to really begin to be solution oriented. And I think when a new team came up with this product, I was very, very intrigued by what the product does in terms of brain health and focus and memory. It was something that I definitely wanted to be associated with and definitely wanted to let anyone know that I know, be aware that this product is out there.
What's it called?
It's called Nutene.
Nutene, okay. And did you get a chance at all to check out the Bears last year and our dismal season? And is there any hope for us fans for this year?
There's always hope. it's just a matter of you know, some of the moves that they have made working out. You know, sometimes you make the right moves, but you know, sometimes they don't work out like you'd hope they'd work. And I'm hoping that some of those moves really work out. I think the biggest thing that I'm excited about when I look at Chicago is the quarterback. I think he's a young, bright star, and I'm really hoping that he has a chance to breathe a little bit this year and really develop as a quarterback. And I think he's a true leader. And I think he's a future star, and I really hope that he has a chance to exemplify that.
Hey, Mike, can you hang on 1 second? We've got breaking news. Mike Singletary from the Chicago Bears, more than that, a storied career NFL Hall of Famer, is with us. He's supporting a brain health supplement called Nutine, and we're just talking about Justin Fields. And like all of us, Mike Singletary has hope that, you know, he seems to have what it takes, right, Mike?
Yes, he does. Like I said, I watched him at Ohio State, and now you know, a couple of years at the Bears, and I really feel that there's something special about him, and I'm hoping that it comes to pass.
I know you've got. Do you have seven kids? You have seven kids?
Yes.
And do any of them play football?
Well, I had two sons that. My oldest son played in Canada for a couple of years. My youngest son is an artist and played in college for, you know, a very short term and came back and just said, "Dad, you know what? I'm an artist. I like football. I don't love it." And I said, "Son, you got to follow your heart." And so that's pretty much football in my family.
Well, thank you for joining us. I know you also have a foundation, and the product that you're endorsing is supporting that foundation, hopefully with some of the proceeds. But tell everybody quickly about that before I let you go.
Well, the foundation is Changing Our Perspective. Changing Our Perspective is basically came about after the George Floyd incident. And, you know, I think the number one thing that can really bridge the gap in our country is education and mental wellness, and after the pandemic, there's so many young people that were really struggling, trying to figure out how do they move forward, and still struggling. And I think that education and mental wellness combined can help reach our young people and move forward.
Mike, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much. Is there a website for the brain health supplement that you're endorsing?
Well, the thing that I want to say is Nutine is available on Amazon.
Okay.
And that is the thing that I really want people to understand, that they can find this product on Amazon.
All right, Mike. Great to talk to you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you very much.
NFL Hall of Famer, former Chicago Bears linebacker Mike Singletary. Mary's got a check on weather and traffic, and then we come back for the newsroom temperature check. What's up, Mayor?